and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Louis Michelson at Business Talk Radio. We have a very special guest speaker on today. He's from Bayville, New Jersey. He's a tax resolution specialist. He's an IRS defender. Peter Marciano, Jr. How are we doing, Pete?
Hey, Lou, how are you? Great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's a beautiful day in New York for a change.
Not too bad, New Jersey. A little chilly, but the sun is out, so we'll take it.
That's it. Exactly right. All right, so let's tell the people out there, what exactly do you do?
Well, as you mentioned, we deal in tax resolution here, and basically what that means is we help people who have issues with the IRS, have gotten themselves into some trouble with the IRS, many times through no fault of their own. I mean, life happens, you know, people lose their job, their income changes, people get sick, people get divorced, medical issues, like I said. So things happen, and where someone was in a good situation at one point, now all of a sudden finds themselves unable to pay the taxes that they owe. And that is something that, as anybody who may have had a tax problem knows, is a very stressful experience. People, everybody knows the reputation of the IRS. They're the most brutal collection agency on the planet. And when they come after you, you know, you've seen the stories in the paper where they've taken your house and your car and, you know, your firstborn, et cetera, et cetera. So people, you know, they're afraid to go out to the mailbox to see what's in there. You know, they're afraid they're going to come knocking on the door. So when you can put a plan together to help them resolve their issue, get back on track, that's really what a tax resolution specialist does. That's what we do here. We help people navigate the IRS maze and come out on the other end of it with a positive outcome and have them basically get their life back in order.
I know I read one thing on your on your website that a guy owed like $175,000, and he offered $28,000, and they didn't accept it, and you got him to accept $33,000.
That's correct.
And he jumped all over that. So, I mean, that's that's quite a savings.
That's correct. And this guy was a perfect example. The IRS came to his house. They knocked on his door. You know, he wasn't home. His wife was home. She answered the door. They scared the living daylights out of her. We had an initial meeting with the IRS. This gentleman had sweat just pouring off his head. He was so nervous. But after that initial meeting, then I took over from there, and I worked a deal out with the IRS, and we ended up settling his debt for basically, you know, 20 cents on the dollar. And the joy that brought to him brought the same joy to me, because I was so happy, because as he said to me, he wasn't eating or sleeping much while this whole ordeal was going on, and I was happy to be able to put a plan together for him and get it resolved. And that's really what we do for people. We help them resolve their issues and get their life back on track. Nothing worse than having a tax problem, or not many things worse than having a tax problem.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And not knowing where to turn.
Yeah. So, I mean, do you actually know that you can get them down that much money?
Well, every case is different. You have to analyze a person's financial situation. You have to look at their assets, their liabilities, you know, what they owe, what they own, their income and their expenses. And based on that analysis, we make a decision on how to move forward. Not everybody is going to qualify for a deal like that, but when we can, that's called an offering compromise, which many people probably have heard, and you hear these advertisements on the radio a lot about, you know, we can get you settled for pennies on the dollar. That's really, while that's really a statement, that's kind of a blanket statement, you really don't know what you can do until you actually see the person's financial picture, because the IRS, they'll take that type of a deal if they feel that's the best they can do. If someone has, you know, disposable income at the end of the month that they feel they can get, well, they're not going to take an offer because they can they can do better taking a monthly figure. But a lot of factors go into the situation as well. So you really you have to look at the person's overall financial picture to determine what the best course of action will be for them.
Wow. So that's good to know that there's people like you out there. That's for sure.
Well, I got into this almost by accident. Someone had come to me with a tax problem, and I didn't really know what I was doing, you know. But I was playing around and you know, trying different things, and I ended up getting this person a really good deal, and she was overjoyed by it. And that's kind of what got me deciding that I want to move my practice into that area. So that's really the area we focus on. It was just almost by accident that it happened. Somebody came to me with a tax problem, and I was able to just kind of muddy through the waters and figure it out. And I'm like, this is great. I mean, I really helped her out. She's very excited now. Because she came to me, and she wouldn't know what to do. She owed a lot of money, and you know, we're basically almost at the end of the road with her situation now. So I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, I read that you took that course, that three-test course, to be able to deal with the IRS.
Yeah, so I'm in addition to being a CPA, I'm also what's called an enrolled agent, which is that's the test you're talking about, which allows me to practice before the IRS in all 50 states. And I'm also a certified tax resolution specialist, which is an exam I passed that was given by the American Society of Tax Problem Solvers, which is a difficult test. And from what I understand, there's less than 200 of us in the country, somewhere along those lines. So, yeah, I feel I'm pretty well versed in the, and I belong to some various groups that are also with people that do this kind of work, and we're always going back and forth with different case studies and so on and so forth. So it's always you're always learning new things, and there's always something that's what makes this an exciting arena. Also, because every case is different, it's not always the same thing. Everybody's got different situations, and it's a different. While there's only four or five different ways to go, there's so many different scenarios that a person has that makes it fun, it's challenging to figure out where you want to go with it.
Yeah, that's that makes life exciting.
Well, listen, like I said, you got to like what you do. In my opinion, you know, if you like what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. And we do have challenging days. Not every day is, you know, a wonderful day. But the joy I get out of resolving these issues for my clients, really, it makes me excited to get out of bed in the morning.
Yeah, that's got to be great. That's got to be a great feeling. Somebody comes to you with a huge problem and you solve it. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, and it's, you know, and like I said, an IRS problem is not like other problems, because the IRS, you know, they have far-reaching hands, and they have a lot of leeway in what they can do. They can, you know, they can levy your bank account, they can garnish your paycheck, they can do a lot of things to you. You know, file a lien on your property. So if you go in and go try to sell your house, you couldn't sell it without paying them. So they have... And they have a reputation, too, because, you know, they make examples of celebrities in the papers and the news. So, you know, people are going to say, well, if they'll do that to Wesley Snipes, what are they going to do to me? I'm nobody, you know, compared to him. So, you know, it's most CPAs do not do this kind of work. This is kind of a specialty area. Most CPAs don't specialize or don't do tax problem resolution. As a matter of fact, I have CPAs that refer business to me. Because they don't actually handle this, so we handle, and then we resolve the problem, and the client goes right back to their account, to their original tax preparer. But it's interesting work, to say the least.
All right, very good. So tell us a little bit about your coaching.
Well, you know, that was I've always been a big sports guy. I've been into sports all my life. I always thought that I was going to be somehow involved in sports professionally. You know, I played baseball, I played football, I played basketball as a kid, you know, and then I guess when I realized that was no longer going to be an option, when I just stopped growing, even though I'm still 6 foot tall, but that's small in sports. You know, I went to college. I didn't really know what I wanted to do, and then I got into broadcasting a little bit, and I thought I was going to go in that direction, and then I had to make a decision on whether to go into accounting or into the broadcasting field, and I I guess I kind of chickened out to go that route, and I went to the, into the accounting field, and you know, that's how I became an accountant. And then, you know, I've always coached teams, even as when I had softball teams with friends, I would coach. And then when I had my own children, you know, I got a chance to just pass that down, and I've coached Little League for about a dozen years. I did when kids were little, and then I coached basketball. And, you know, you want to have a positive experience, a positive impact on the kids that you are coaching. You know, you want to teach them, because sports also teaches you life lessons as well. You know, working as a team, dealing with adversity, winning and losing. And, you know, it's very gratifying. I have kids today that I coached years ago, you know, asking me for a letter of reference to go to graduate school, or putting me as a reference on a job application. You know, so, and I see a lot of these kids around town, hey, coach, how's it going? So, you know, I kind of feel I was a positive role model, had a positive impact on these kids, and that's really what you want to do. You want to, you know, set up the next generation for success as best you can.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's got to be a wonderful feeling when somebody comes up to you and remembers that, you know, you were their coach, or the parents say, hey, coach, how's it going?
And, you know, sometimes I forget who these kids were when I first see them, because now they're so big. You know, when I coached,
right,
they were little, they say, hey, coach. And I'm like, hey, how you doing? I'm like, and then I say to myself, who was that? And I'll remember like an hour later, oh, yeah, that's who that was. But, you know, but it's nice. It's a nice feeling. You know, these kids are, you know, this is America's future, I guess you could say. And, you know, I'd like to at least know that I did my part to help those that came in contact with me. Hopefully they'll leave me better than they were when they came to me. So
that's
all you can hope for.
That's the best feeling in the world. You know, if you can help one person in your whole life, that's great.
Absolutely.
If you can help 10 or 12 or 15 or 30, you know, just because you coached them, just because you something that you said inspired them.
That's right, exactly. I really appreciate that. That's true.
Yes, that's a wonderful thing. So I also see here that that you interviewed with five out of the Big Eight, and they all turned you down. What
yeah.
the heck was that all about?
Well, you know, when you're in college, right, back then it was the Big Eight accounting firms, you know, the eight largest accounting firms in the country, and you were kind of like brainwashed, like, this is where you got to go, this is where you have to work, this is where it's at. So I had interviewed with five of these Big Eight firms, and all five, you know, rejected me. None of them made me, a job offer. So then one day I was in the career services office at our school, Montclair State, I went to, and I saw a little job posting about a job opening at a local accounting firm. So I, about 15 people, said, oh, you might as well try something else. So I interviewed with them, and they hired me, and that ended up turning out to be a blessing in disguise, because I really was working more in my niche. That firm, you would work directly with the small business owner, you know, the guy, the landscaper, the camera shop owner, the retail store owner, doctors, et cetera, et cetera. And I kind of like that one-on-one, you know, back and forth with the regular small business owner. And that's kind of where how I got my start. When I started my practice, I was doing the same thing, I had some friends that had their own businesses, and I started as their accountant, and then eventually it branched out and so on and so forth. But that ended up being a blessing in disguise, not getting hired by the Big Eight, because going with the small firm, I ended up liking that better. And then after a while from there, we basically, as that started growing, we branched into the tax resolution field, which is where we are today.
So working with the small guy is like coaching, just like coaching. It's the same thing. You get more satisfaction out of walking into a corporate office and talking to 20 people.
That's a very good analogy. That's true. You are kind of their coach. If you think about it, you are coaching them financially. You're coaching them to help them with their taxes, et cetera, et cetera. So that's a very good analogy, yes. And I guess that's what I am. I've always been, you know, I guess you could say independent. I don't think I'm employable. I don't think I could work in for somebody. I'm really not employable in that sense. But I've always liked to be a leader. And like I said, whether I was coaching kids or coaching my friends on a team or coaching small business owners, that's really, really my niche. And now we're coaching taxpayers into how to, you know, resolve their tax issues. But, yes, that's a very good analogy, Lou.
All right, very good. All right. Pete, we're going to break for a quick commercial.
Okay.
and we'll be right back.
Very good.
This is Louis Michelson from Business Talk Radio. We have a wonderful guest speaker, a tax resolution specialist, Peter Marciano Jr. We'll be right back. Do not leave us.
Are you in pain, depressed, anxious, unhappy, low self-esteem holding you back? Let Gail Rayborn help you. She's a catalyst for healing with powerful intuition. A clinical and medical hypnotherapist, she'll work with you by telephone to speed healing from emotional and health challenges. Gail Rayborn offers pre- and post-surgical hypnosis, hypnosis for pain control, cancer, IBS, and other illnesses. You'll connect with inner guides and learn the message behind your health challenge. See Gail on the web at www.telehealing.com or email her, gail@telehealing.com, or give her a call at 707-827-3615. Your first session is free. All you have to lose is pain.
Do you want better health with natural solutions that work? East Wind Acupuncture, a 20-year traditional Chinese medicine clinic in Chesterton, Indiana, does just that, offering acupuncture, herbs, massage therapy, and nutritional support. East Wind has helped thousands of people eliminate symptoms and regain health. They offer a comprehensive health review, Chinese medical exam including tongue and pulse diagnosis, and customized treatments designed for optimum results. They also offer educational programs, lifestyle classes, and workshops. For more information or to schedule your free health consultation, visit the website ewacupuncture.com or call 219-395-9928. East Wind Acupuncture, restoring health naturally.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet that the other stations are tuned in to.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Welcome back, everybody, and good afternoon. This is Louis Michelson at Business Talk Radio. We have a wonderful tax person, CPA, Peter Marciano Jr. What's up, Pete?
I'm still here, Lou. Thanks for having me again. You know, one of the things I didn't really touch on, but what's going on now, if you don't mind me just throwing something else in there.
No,
is,
I'm glad.
With this latest pandemic going on with the COVID-19, everything has kind of been shut down. What we've been concentrating on now, because even the IRS is kind of on a little bit of a hiatus now. They're not torturing people with levies and liens, et cetera, because of the situation. So what we've been doing is there's a lot of help out there through the Small Business Administration for businesses that have experienced the shutdown or other issues as well. So we've been focusing on helping clients apply for these loans and you know try to get them back on their feet. There's two loans out there. Many have probably heard these already because they're so prevalent in the news, but I'll just run them by real fast. One's called the Paycheck Protection Program, which is a loan that's offered by the SBA to help employers keep their payroll running amidst this crisis. It's a rather it sounds like it's an easy loan to get, but as anything else that's kind of rushed into production, so to speak, there have been some glitches but it's basically based on your payroll, your average monthly payroll, and your loan amount is 2.5 times that figure. But what's good about it is there's no collateral, there's no credit checks, there's no tax returns or financial statements that normally have to be submitted with a traditional loan request. So that is, and usually the turnaround is pretty quick on that, or it should be pretty quick according to what they say, but it doesn't always work out that way. The problem is that it's just been, there's been such an overwhelming demand that the systems have not been able to, the banks have not been able to process them as quickly as, the applicants would have liked. But that's one of the loans. And then the other one is called the Economic Injury Disaster Loan, and that's a little more complicated, a little more involved with that. That's a traditional loan that can be used to really fund any business expenses that you you know, need to have taken care of. That's goes for a little more of a detailed underwriting process where they will require you to submit returns and financials, et cetera, et cetera. And that's that takes about 3 to 6 weeks to get. Now, the thing is, getting back also to the Paycheck Protection Program real fast, is that if the funds, once a loan is received, are used at least 75% for payroll, and then you can also pay for rent and utilities with that, the loan can be forgiven, so you will not have to pay it back, which is a huge, obviously a huge help to the small business owner. So we're kind of focusing on those two areas a lot right now because of the situation. And what I think this is also going to create going forward is because of the situation, people being out of work and furloughed and so on, it is going to create a lot of tax issues for them once the IRS gets back in business, so to speak, on July 15th, and they start coming after people. And there's going to be people that are not going to be able to pay their taxes, and you know, we're going to be there. We're going to be there for them when that situation arises.
So, what kind of criteria do you have to get that loan that you probably won't have to pay back?
Well, the criteria is you have to have employees for the most part. So let's use an example of if a company has employees. Let's say a restaurant. Restaurants here in New Jersey, and I guess everywhere, they're allowed to have pickup and delivery, but they can't. There's no eat-in service allowed. So they've got employees. So let's just say their average monthly payroll is like $10,000 for everybody. So they would be able to get a loan for 2.5 times that amount, or $25,000. Okay, and then if at least 75% of that money was used to pay these employees, then that portion would be forgivable. It could also be used for rent as well as utilities. So if that $25,000 in the example, if all that money is used up for payroll and for rent or utilities, then that loan is forgivable and does not have to be paid back. Any portion that is not forgivable, it has to be paid back. It's a 1% interest rate over 2 years, so it's very, very friendly terms as well.
You're not kidding. Wow. You'd be silly not to try to get that loan.
Absolutely. We've been advising everybody to do that because it's also, like I said, because of the underwriting, it's a lot easier to get because there's no credit checks or collateral required or financial statements. It's really payroll-based. And, we've been saying, hey, apply for. We've been helping them apply, and you know, we've been figuring out what the payroll is, et cetera, and we just, you know, we've started to hear some positive news. It's taken a little longer than it was originally expected, just because of the volume of applications, and they can only process so many at a time. Now the funding is pretty much dried up for round one. We're waiting for Washington to unleash another round of funding, so that, because there are many people who have applications that are pending, and they're waiting to hear, and money's pretty much dried up right now, but we do expect, it's the usual political back and forth in Washington, you know, before anything can get approved. It's never easy. So we're waiting for round two of the funding to be distributed to the banks, to the SBA, and then we can continue on with this.
All right. Boy, that sounds very promising for these small business owners.
They really need it. They need it quickly. So you can only go so long before it's going to really...
Right. I mean, how much money could you be taking in just on deliveries?
Exactly. Just to use that example. You know, and a lot of businesses are affected by this. So, we're just doing our best here, you know, to help as much as we can over the next few months before the IRS opens its doors again and starts doing their thing, you know.
Yeah. So breaking out the hammers.
We'll be ready for them.
I know I heard a commercial on the radio this morning. Some guy who owns a bagel store said that he refuses to lay anybody off.
Right, and that's where this Paycheck Protection Program would come in handy for him, because he can continue, you know, he needs the money to pay these people, though. If the bagel shop, like my bagel shop where I go, they're only open on Friday, Saturday, Sunday now because of the situation. Yeah. You know, so that's where these loans are meant, to help these people continue to employ their, pay their workers, absolutely.
Right. This guy's giving stuff away. He's, you can get a dozen bagels and a pound of cream cheese for $10. And you could get 25% off any of his dinners. And I think I think he said, if I recall, a bacon, egg, and cheese on a bagel with a cup of coffee for $5.
Yeah, so that's yeah, because that's good. I mean, any revenue is better than no revenue, and we're all in this town here, where I am in Babel, trying to support the local businesses by using them as much as we can to help them keep afloat as best as we can.
Yeah, so many guys are trying hard. Free delivery, free curbside delivery. If you, in fact, I see there's a restaurant right across the street from our station that has. If you buy a dinner, I think it's three dinners, three complete dinners for $25.
You can't beat that.
I don't think so. I mean, I don't know. We haven't gone out in a while now because of this.
Right, I know. It's frustrating.
But it is. It's tough. It's tough. It's tough out there.
So I hope it turns around soon for everybody's sake.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. So. Do you want to talk a little bit about your family?
Oh, I'd love to talk about my family. Well, I've been married now 28 years, which is amazing in itself. I have a teenage daughter. She's 16, and then I'm raising the two grandchildren, ages 5 and 4. I had a tragedy in my family about 5 years ago. I lost my son in a freak accident. Actually, today's his birthday. He would have been 22 today. And so that's always tough to deal with. And we were both very much into baseball, and April is when baseball season normally starts. So it's difficult without him around, especially this time of year. But God's plan is not always our plan, as they say. So that was done for a reason, and we're just moving forward with that. But it is tough without him around. But I have the two little ones now. They're definitely, they're keeping me young and aging me at the same time. You know what I mean? It's you chase them around the house and you realize how old you are. It's nice to have some life in the house again. It was kind of dull and dreary in that right after we lost our son and everything. But we've had great support from friends and the extended family. So we've been able to get through it as best we can.
It's funny you should say that, because last night they had that Disney special on. Did you watch it?
The kids had it on.
Well, I'm telling you, I said to my wife, we're sitting there watching it, and our kids, man, they just love Disney. I mean, my son's 23. I got a 28-year-old, a 31-year-old, and a 35-year-old.
Wow.
And the other three are girls. So, I mean, every tape we had was a Disney tape. We got every single original Disney, not a DVD, but a, what do you call those things? The big tapes. I don't know what you call them.
No, my 4-year-old would know what those are.
Yeah.
He does better at the electronics than I do. It's amazing how they
Yeah.
He takes things off the phone and puts them on the TV. He knows how to do that.
Yeah, it's amazing. It is, really is.
So it's crazy. I know. I'm an old school guy. Basically, that's the technology. I manage it, but I'm far from what you would call an expert. That's for sure.
I'm the same way, and I'm older than you. So, all righty. So it's been wonderful, wonderful talking to you. Want to give out some information on how to get in touch with you?
Sure. Well, like I said, my name is Pete Marciano. I can be reached at 732-606-9499. That's our phone number. And
is it 9499 or 9299?
Well, 9299 is the back office number that you got. That's
okay.
A secret number, but now it's not a secret anymore. But the 9499 is the general pub. 9299 bypasses the answering service and comes right to my desk.
Oh, okay.
9499 is the actual number. But either number works.
Okay.
And then my website is www.taxresolutionnj.com. That's njnewjersey.com. And you can always email me at pete@marcianocpa.com. My name is MarciannoCPA.com. Happy to answer any questions, help anybody out as best I can. Hey, we're all in this together.
Yes, we are. Well, it's been absolutely wonderful talking to you, Pete, and happy birthday to your son.
Hey, thanks, Lou. I really appreciate that. Great talking to you, too. I got a little lump in my throat when you said that.
Yeah, I understand. Don't hang up at the end of this.
Okay.
All right. We have a wonderful guest speaker today, Peter Marciano Jr. He's a tax resolution specialist. If you have any trouble with the IRS, please get in touch with him. This is Lou Michelson from Business Talk Radio. Everybody be safe out there. Wash your hands and watch your face. We will be right back. Do not leave us.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give a little talking to man, mano a mano. Hey, Steve, it's now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.